Phoenix leaders were told to toss out the trial budget they received and start all over. Just 3 weeks ago, the city had a surplus of $28 million. Today, the city is facing a deficit that's nearly that much and maybe more. KJZZ's Christina Estes joins me now to talk about how the city is trying to figure out a budget without a solid forecast. Hi there, Christina.
Good morning, Mark.
So you listened to a presentation to the city council yesterday about the budget that starts on July 1st. I guess you could describe the process as fluid, huh?
Yeah, that's one of the words City Manager Ed Zuercher used. He wants the council to approve a budget that's not too optimistic or pessimistic, one that's flexible.
We're recommending preparing potential cuts in phases so that you're able to evaluate those cuts against the economy in real time throughout the next 18 months. That means we'll be assessing and adjusting monthly or even more often throughout 2020 and 2021.
Now, Christine, I understand economists are differing on how long and how severe the current recession will be. We know that Phoenix, like many cities, relies heavily on sales tax revenue. Any idea of how much of a hit the city has taken so far?
Retail sales and tourism and entertainment account for about 30% of Phoenix's general fund revenue. They won't get a sense of the sales tax impact from all the business closures for another month. That's because there's always a lag in collection and reporting, but they know it will be significant. And that's why today, Deputy City Manager Jeff Barton is asking all city department heads to start working on budgets that include cuts of 25%. Now, it doesn't mean the city will cut that much, but they know it's going to be bad. They just don't know how bad. During the Great Recession, Barton said revenue losses were between 6 and 12%. Listen to him compare that financial crisis to today.
What happened to us in the Great Recession, we had a slowdown. What we're seeing now is almost a virtual shutdown or a stoppage. We're getting very little sales tax revenues in at this point in time.
Now, Barton presented four scenarios to the council with budget deficits ranging from $26 million to $128 million, depending on how long this downturn lasts. What about using a rainy day fund? That's something the state has been doing during this crisis.
Well, the state had $1 billion in its rainy day or contingency fund, while Phoenix has a little more than $55 million. Barton strongly advises against using that money. He says rating agencies look at the contingency fund when they rate the city. So it's kind of like taking out a mortgage. You want a good credit report and score so you can get the lowest interest rate. If Phoenix maintains strong ratings, then it can pay lower interest rates when it issues bonds.
Christina, what about federal help? The president, of course, signed that $2 trillion relief bill last week. Will that not help the city?
Yes and no. It sounds like the way the bill was written is pretty restrictive in how the $150 billion going to cities and states can be used. The language says the $1.3 billion that Phoenix and other large Arizona cities and counties expect to split can only be used to cover costs directly related to the coronavirus, costs that were not already covered in their budgets. The bill says the funds cannot be used to make up for revenue shortfalls. So Barton told the council no one should be thinking the relief package as currently written will be a magic bullet and erase the deficit.
How did the council take that news?
As you can imagine, they weren't happy to hear that. But there is a push among some local and state leaders to get Congress to allow more flexibility. So maybe if there's enough pressure, some adjustments will be made.
It sure sounds like a lot of adjustments will have to be made when it comes to budgets over the next several months. Also, Christina, adjustments coming to city parks. The council took more action yesterday on that. Tell us about it.
Well, the hiking trails will stay open, at least for now. Phoenix will continue to limit access at four really popular spots, though. And the council voted to immediately close all ramadas and picnic areas at all parks and preserves.
And for Easter weekend, that's April 11th and 12th, there will be additional restrictions in Flatland parks. Is that right?
Yes, Flatland parks are the traditional parks like Encanto and Steele Indian School. Because Easter weekend is typically one of the busiest times, the council voted to close parking lots and ban picnics as a way to enforce social distancing at Flatland parks. People can still access the green space and walking paths, but the city wanted to send a message that large groups must avoid the parks.
And we'll, of course, have all of those details on our website at kjzz.org. That is KJZZ's Christina Estes. Christina, as always, thank you.
You're welcome.